Jill Replogle is a reporter on the Fronteras desk at KPBS in San Diego. She regularly covers border issues for us here at The World, and she's done a lot of reporting in Guatemala. Her husband is Guatemalan, and she lived there for several years. 2 days ago, Jill tweeted this, and it got our attention. On the day Guatemala's first lady says kids aren't fleeing violence there, a paper counts 12 murders. The next day, my good friend is a victim. Jill Replogle, this is a really sad story. I'm sorry for your loss. Tell us what happened to your friend.
Yeah, her name was Patricia Samayoa Patti. She walked into a small pharmacy in Guatemala City to purchase something. And under still very murky circumstances, she was shot and killed by the security guard at the pharmacy. There are definitely some factors to indicate that the guard was not in his right mind. He holed up in the pharmacy after he shot her, wouldn't let anyone near the body for about an hour, and even shot and wounded one of the police officers who arrived at the scene.
And this was a private security guard?
Private security guard, of which there are, by some estimates, 150,000 in Guatemala. They outnumber police officers 4-1, possibly even 5-1. And when you walk down the streets of Guatemala City, or really nearly any city and even small towns in Guatemala, almost all of the stores, no matter how small and how little merchandise or money it seems like they might have, they almost all have armed guards.
And tell me a bit about your friend. I mean, what did she do? And I mean, was she kind of ever used to all these security guards around with these big guns?
Yeah, she was... Well, first of all, just a really, really beautiful, fun-loving person. She hosted my wedding. She was really dedicated to making Guatemala a better place. She worked for 14 years for the city of Guatemala, running a program working with women in the city's poor neighborhoods, empowering them to take control of their lives in a very macho society. And she was one of the many people who had to go into exile during Guatemala's civil war, which ended in 1996. Back then, she was part of a student movement that was being targeted by death squads. And so she had to leave, but she came back to work for her country. And that's one of the things that just makes it so absurd that she was killed under these circumstances.
Yeah, it is pretty absurd. Now, these private security guards, I mean, 150,000 of them, where do they come from?
Well, in the past, after the war, there were, frankly, a lot of unemployed killers, a lot of soldiers and a lot of people who signed up for the guerrilla who didn't have a lot of training. But what they were trained to do was to fight the other side. And when the war ended, they were unemployed. Security started getting worse and worse with gangs and a lot of drug activity. And the industry just boomed, and a lot of these people got hired. Nowadays, it's a lot of displaced agricultural workers, a lot of people from rural areas who can't find jobs there. They move to the city, and one of the easiest jobs to get is as a private security guard.
Wow. And though it's seriously painful, I mean, this is not your first friend that's been killed, I understand.
No, I know six people who have been killed in Guatemala, six friends in the past 5 years or so, which seems like a lot for one gringa who lived there for less than a decade. A woman who was an anthropologist who was kidnapped in a rural area of Guatemala, and her body was thrown by the side of the road, again, under unclear circumstances. Almost all of the murders in Guatemala are never solved. I know two young men who both had gotten out of gangs and had tried to turn their lives around by working with an organization in the capital that does theater around the country and tries to pull young people out of gangs. They were both shot by their former gang members for getting out. So it's just it's really hard to be safe in Guatemala. It's hard to feel safe.
So it sounds like this big problem of violence there also extends to those who try and combat it, like these private security guards. But you've also come close to the violence of these gangs. I mean, one friend killed, bad enough, but six. I mean, how do you even process that?
I think the way that a lot of people do in Guatemala, you have to shut it out. I mean, you shut it out or you leave. And clearly this phenomenon that we're seeing now of of all these children coming to the border, and not just children. I mean, there have been adults, huge increase in adults from Central America coming in the last few years as well. But people become hardened and also depressed, and you know, less and less willing to work to try to make the country a better place. And that's just one of the saddest things to see.
Jill Replogle, great to speak with you. Thanks very much for telling us about this.
Thanks, Marco.